recording live. Relative pitch. Right. You know how those, like, the breaking news just be like, there's just like a someone just at the piano just pressing it.
Girl.
Goodness.
Honestly, I have been so sick. We need to, like, stop using the word breaking news now, like, for everything going on, because, like, I feel like anytime I open my email, I check the news, everything's just breaking news right now. Breaking news just everywhere. It's like, it's tiring, which we're gonna chat a little bit about that, what's going on this week within music world. But first, you know, it's a time period. I can't remember Georgia, if y'all are like the southern east coast, if they're about to be on spring break soon or what's going on. But like, is spring break about to happen?
Spring break is currently right now for my university.
Oh.
I do not have a spring break, but they do.
Fair, fair. When is Texas spring break, Anthony?
You know, it is actually starting now. Like for my district, spring break is this next week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's spring break season, which here in Houston, people are coming to Houston jail for spring break. I'm like, you know, it just changes. When we were growing up, specifically in Georgia, when we were in high school, a lot of people used to go to Panama City Beach. Okay. PCB. And then, you know, unfortunately, what happened with teenagers, they don't know how to act.
Yes.
So, you know, the first couple of years that people kind of flock to these places, I mean, it's fine. You know, of course, there's your normal illegal drinking and illegal this and that. But, you know, most people stay cool. But by that, like, fourth and fifth year of it being a spring break location, people start acting like they ain't got no sense. You just cannot go have fun.
Right.
You got to start shooting. You got to start fighting. You got to start stabbing. You got to start doing all this. And right now, Houston, a lot of people have been flocking to Houston and Galveston specifically. And I just saw, like, there's this thing called Senior Skip Day where people went down to the Galveston Island on the beach and people were fighting, shots were fired, you know. Like, I'm just like, people just want to have fun, but you can't even do that nowadays. A couple years ago, Miami was the big place, and then Miami said, y'all are not messing this up.
Well, people, okay? It's so funny, every year for spring break, people there, Miami's like, if you come, we will tow your car, you will pay $512. If you want to park in our parking garage, this is $100 a pop. Mm-hmm. We will have mandatory curfews if you are a non-Miami resident. I'm like, girl, who want to go to Miami anymore? I mean, I'll go to Miami, but I try not to go when all the people are.
Right, because here's the thing. It's not that they're trying to say don't come. It's y'all don't know how to act. It's like, if you want to go experience-y, be cute, like, you can have fun. It's Miami. They're not saying don't have fun, but y'all, it's like the Olympics when y'all come. You yes. Leave it in such a treacherous state afterwards, yes, that the people who actually live there, what are they supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Now,
go ahead.
I'm going to the Olympics next year.
I love that for you.
Where is it? The LA?
Girl, it's going to be so cute. It's going to be a vibe.
Let me look up
LA. I don't care what shape it leaves LA in.
Mm.
I just vibe.
Really? After the fires?
That wasn't LA. The Palisades.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely... definitely LA too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it just, and the whole, here's the whole thing, because people are like, oh, well, underage drinking and all that. I went to Europe, and one of the first times I went to Europe, I saw kids who could, maybe they were 14, 15, whatever. They looked young, and they went and got themselves a lovely little Mai Tai from the side booth, and they walked over and just sat in the park with their friends. And that's all they did. You don't, y'all just be kind of go buck wild.
They really think, because, you know, parent supervision, most parents don't go. So right. They are like, oh my gosh, I get to be away from parents so I can just let loose. And it's like, But you still gotta have some sense. Like you, first of all, it's dangerous. It is really, really dangerous. You're in somebody else's city and you don't know the city. You is all in these people backwoods. You don't know what's going on. And people nowadays will abuse the naivety that you have.
Correct.
And as a person that loves Miami, like I go to Miami anytime I can, I'm there. But
Right.
also, I respect the city that I'm going to. And I'm not going to the places where those little spring breakers be, y'all. Like, I tell people all the time, I love Miami. I don't care for, what is it called? Ocean Drive and like South Beach. Too much, too much, too much. First of all, they're on non-big tourist season, non-spring break is already expensive, already hot, already overpacked. So then when you come on spring break, you made it now worse. You can miss me without it. You can. But like for these teenagers that are going and for and honestly, college students did just as much damage as well. You have to remember some of these places you think because you're away from home. There's no consequences. There are consequences. There are people like in Galveston, these high schoolers been arrested, got fines. You know, their car is towed. So now mommy and daddy got to find a way down to Galveston to come pick you up from county jail.
Get a in Galveston.
In Galveston.
That's honestly a record. It's like, it's an accomplishment. It's like when we got kicked out of our theory class in undergrad.
I don't know who this we is, but
You were there.
Lauren, you were there. You answered a phone call in the middle of class.
When my mother calls me, shout out
Okay,
to
but you over here acting like you weren't up in that class. Don't do that.
Lauren actually answered the call and said hello in
No,
the
she just
middle of
exactly what
class.
she did. The call she was going, she said, hello.
thank you. Because I wasn't just looking at her in the face and going, hello. I
But
went,
girl, leaning down on your desk ain't gonna make you no quieter.
nothing. Why do you could have got up, you put your one finger up and excuse
The church
me.
finger.
Tell Sherry Bell.
But
Tell
you know
Sherry.
what? You in fact just said you might as well just hello. You might as well.
Hey, girl. Hello. Just lean The
down.
only one who was innocent in this was me. I was on Facebook.
Michael.
Actually, the only one, if we're going to take that logic, I'm the one innocent because all I was doing was.
You are on Twitter. Yep. Me, I was on Facebook. Anthony was on Twitter. It was Lauren's friends in the back of the class that were hooping and hollering from the class starting.
Lauren's friends. That's your brethren.
That my brethren.
Brethren.
Girl, you were the friends with a percussionist, not I, says the cat.
This neither
There it is.
here nor there. All I'm saying is, y'all have
You're
fun.
guilty.
Spring break, have fun, relax, but don't be going crazy and don't get arrested.
Yeah, you can go have fun. Like that's the thing. And it's so funny
Right.
that we're saying this
Actually, be
because I feel like we're still in the age to be spring breaking, but we're now saying like y'all gonna need to chill out. Like seriously. For all the young people that are listening, we're not saying don't have fun. We have fun, okay? We have a
And do
time. Every place that we go, we gonna have a time. But you know, the
and
difference is we know when, okay, it's time to back up out of here.
baby, when I see any hint of possibly being arrested, I'm leaving.
Bye-bye.
Baby,
I think
if I see that 9-1, bye.
as you get older, you realize you got a lot more that you think to lose.
You got a lot more to lose, girl. Because once you put, are you a convicted felon? Yes. They'd be like, this is a great conversation.
Great conversation. Great conversation. And you're no longer getting a job.
Right. Exactly.
So go have fun.
Be safe in these streets.
Take a vacation, you know, take a break. Actually, do like right now, even though my spring break is literally in a week, this is going to be the first time that I have nothing planned. As of right now, I have nothing planned.
Love that for you.
And you know, I'm really kind of wrestling with this because it's like, you know, I could just stay right here, enjoy my peace, maybe go and actually visit Houston because I really haven't had time since moving here. It's been job, 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 move, 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 move. So I haven't had time to actually go out and explore the city that I currently live in. So I could do that, or, I could take a little couple day trip. Like I was looking at flights to Miami as we were talking about Miami, but, spring breakers are also going to be there. So it's like, but whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break, meaning no music will be talked about. It's completely away, just me thinking about me. That's it.
That sounds delicious. That is not my spring break.
Ooh, and whose fault is that?
Ain't my fault.
We need to create a quiz that's like, which RP are you? Because like it,
A
what
BuzzFeed quiz.
what like what a BuzzFeed quiz, because like what Anthony's experience is going to be for spring break versus what it sounds like. And Michael, I want you to continue, but I'm already scared to hear what your spring break is.
Well, because of it's March Madness, and I'm the athletic director of bands, or band director. Sorry, girl. I was thinking we over here got all these bands,
You
athletic
got an
director of bands.
official
Girl,
title.
I was
Whoa.
giving myself an official title. But no, so like we just wrapped up our peach belt. We won the peach belt today. It was
Nice.
great. Woo, woo, woo. Yay, yay, yay. And then Friday starts the NCAA regional. And so like I have to be there. We don't have grad students, so I have to be there leading our little 20 kids, 20, 22 kids. And that's Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Monday you start school again. And then I'm on the negotiating committee for the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera. And I can't take off days of work to go to Chattanooga. So spring break was perfect for me. So that's Tuesday, 9 to 6, Wednesday, 9 to 2, Thursday, 9 to 6. And then Monday and Friday, I'm going to recruit.
Spring break.
Y'all, that's what y'all need to be on. Y'all need to be grinding on your spring break. Instead of getting
Absolutely.
arrested, be grinding.
Stop. 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 Right.
What's better, back of the police car or grinding?
That neither
Back
of
of the police car.
those. First of all, those are not your only two options. Those are not your only two options. Here's the thing. Spring break, use it in whatever way best suits you. For some people, they're like, I have big projects going on. I really need to catch up on XYZ. Girl, do that. Do that. Like, please set yourself up for success and also recognize that you cannot just like keep your brain on 24/7 all week long. Take a day break. Take a day break. Like, take a day where you're just like, ooh, I'm just gonna do whatever I feel like today, and it's gonna be fun. That could be self-care. Self-care for you is laundry. Self-care for you could be, I'm gonna go to the grocery store. I'm gonna like just do a little, I'm gonna go see my friends. Whatever it is, you can have balance, right? Because I know for some people, like having a full week off, let's say off, is like not something that feels comfortable, that you're comfortable with, which is fine. That would be me too. I'm like, okay, I can have like maybe a few of these days, unless I'm going on a trip.
Anthony, turn your camera off and stop being dramatic.
If I'm going on a trip, if I'm going on a trip, that's
Sorry. Is you on business?
I am, actually.
wait,
Don't do that. You better.
let Lauren finish. You cutting her off. That's rude. That's real rude
You in
of
my
you.
business. You in my business.
You're real rude right now.
You
You're being real rude right now.
better
You're
go
being
work on
rude
somebody
right
else's
now. You're
mechanic.
being real rude right
Better go
now.
work on
You're being
somebody
real
else's
rude right now.
mechanic.
You are being
Work on
real rude
somebody
right
else's.
now. You're being real rude right now.
Put your belt,
Come across
holding
the
the
line,
line
Carolyn. That's all I'm
on the
saying.
other
Come
side.
across the line, Carolyn. But
Everybody
I'm gonna
all over
look,
here
boom.
in
Yeah.
my
Do
good
not
business,
come over here
I'm
with
the
that
black
that you be
business.
coming over
I
here
said,
with.
I check white
That's
man
all
should
I'm
not be a
saying. You
black
are being
person.
rude right now.
Nope.
After Laura was speaking
That's what
and
we're
you
not
over
gonna
here doing
do.
all
That's
this
what we're not
stuff,
gonna do.
please
So
stop
when
doing that. Oh,
now you're
I'm gonna
stuttering.
look
Now
like
you're
I hate those
stuttering. Now
shoes.
you're
Like I
stuttering.
hate those shoes too.
The
You better be
word.
quiet. You better be
Word.
quiet.
I know you got that tongue. That big
You be
tongue
quiet.
and you're getting
Be
me off.
quiet. Okay, be
Let
quiet.
loose.
Okay,
Let
be quiet.
loose.
Okay, be quiet.
Let
Two
them loose.
years.
Let
You
it
got
loose.
2 years, so
Okay.
listen.
Because
Listen.
what you're not gonna do is try to do all that. Now I never do this when you munching, crunching, and lunching. for the past 5 seasons. I ain't said nothing to you.
My munching stopped after season two.
And you was just munching on a good old blizzard from Dairy Queen. So what you should
do. That was before we started, first of all.
You still munching.
No, I wasn't munching. That was before we started. That was before we started. That was before we started. That was before we started.
Anyway, see, you was rudely interrupting. You was telling us.
You rudely interrupted her.
I wanted to interrupt you. See what he do? This is why we cannot move forward. It's because of that. Yeah, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Don't play with me. See, now you gotta be activated. Now,
okay, be activated then. Be like a little Android. Be activated.
Got the right one tonight. You better be thankful I don't have a cocktail with me because it really would have got loose.
And what would you do? You would do nothing.
You know what?
You would do nothing. And I'm unmuted. 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 And I'm unmuted.
We could continue to do this.
I can't
want to let everybody know this is a between me and muting me. Lord, give me privileges. Lord, give me privileges right now.
I can't do nothing. Listen. Ooh.
No, I just got a headache in the back of my head from Anthony and his ooh.
Oh, my brain.
You started with me.
I did not. I said, Anthony, okay. Stop being dramatic.
So great. I'm sorry, Lauren. I'm so sorry. But I need to say something because everybody always loves to come up and say, y'all just begin on Michael.
Because oh y'all do.
Y'all always gang up on Michael. This
is you do.
And both me and Lauren have always said that Michael, what y'all don't see is Michael started. This is a great example of everybody minding their business and Michael start something. And then what you happen to see on this podcast is what I did, where I responded. But you know what? That's how we always get in trouble. That's what we always have to be a step above, okay? Because when we respond, now it's a big issue. So this is a great, every time that somebody says that, what episode are we on, y'all? What episode is this?
I think it's
18. 18? I'm going to say go back to season 5, episode 18, around the 11, 12 minute marker, so you can see how this usually plays out. See, this is what I'm talking about. Thank you, Michael, for doing what you normally do. Boom.
All I did was saying you were being dramatic. That didn't start nothing. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Okay, I didn't start nothing. I just merely stated a fact. Lauren, as you should continue.
You're very rude. You're very rude.
So nasty, so rude.
You're just nasty.
Oh, my brain. I feel it touching my skull.
No, literally, my brain now hurts.
No, so yeah, spring break. Breaks are needed. Breaks are needed. Breaks are good. You do your thing, students. You figure it out. Figure it out.
Now, I will like to mention, I have planned, because I have to be in Chattanooga for these negotiating stuff, I have planned 3 really cute dinners at places I've never ate at to be like my break. So. It's not all work.
Also, if you gonna take breaks, know your friends.
Yes.
Because I, you know, every year around this time, so many people are like, I went on spring break with these people and then I came back with no friends. They weren't your friends to begin with.
Right.
Oh, that was going in a very opposite
way. You have to know who you can vacation with and who you can't. Trust me, I know from experience.
Do you want to speak on this experience? Wait, here's a microphone.
Ooh. It's true. If you're going out to foreign place, if foreign can be anywhere that is not a place that you are aware of, anywhere you are not familiar with, you need to have people who are checking in on you, who are protecting you, who like will know when to say, hey, we need to go back to the hotel room or we need to go back to the Airbnb because you acting up. Like you need to go calm down. And like, yeah, I don't know. It's fun. Like spring breaking with your friends is fun. We're not saying to not do that, but we're also saying to keep your wits about you. Be smart. There's so much, especially right now, there's just too much going on in the world. People have they will take any opportunity they have to try to mess with you. if they feel like they have the opportunity to. And don't let them, don't give them any ammunition, any extra ammunition, that is, to strike back against you. And just be smart. You got to be smart. You got to be smarter, actually, than them, you know. In terms of that, actually, what's just going on, you know, last week, we were really big on trying to speak to the future, what we're excited about, which is important. And every week, I think we should emphasize that we're excited to see what comes next in terms of like what is going to happen after all the stuff. But there's a lot of stuff going on currently that should be talked about and should be addressed because it's affecting a lot of people negatively. And Anthony brought in this, you know, this article, and I think we briefly mentioned it last week, but I think San Francisco Conservatory specifically, there's an article that they put out about how they're pausing there is it the Emerging Black Conductors program right now. I think
Emerging Black composers. And the person who shared this on Facebook literally said very much close to what we had already said, I think 2 episodes ago, said, y'all need to wake up. It's at our doorsteps. And a couple episodes we said, you know, this is getting closer and closer in your circles than you think it is. You know, this is now San Francisco Conservatory of Music. Who the article says that the San Francisco Symphony and the Conservatory of Music have paused the Emerging Black Composer Project, citing a memo from the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights that called diversity efforts repugnant and shameful and directed schools to eliminate them or risk of losing federal funding. Now, this Black composer, the Emerging Black Composer Program, awarded annually $15,000 commissioning fee and a premiere with the Conservatory, the San Francisco Symphony, or the Oakland Symphony, plus a mentorship from those music directors. So it was like a really, really, really big deal and opening those doors that for so long have closed out Black people, specifically Black composers in the orchestral realm. And so, you know, with these executive orders that are coming down federally, it's affecting schools, education, but beyond that, it's now affecting the arts. And there are some people in the arts who did end up voting for this regime.
It's true.
And, you know, maybe this is what they've been wanting all the time. I mean, we talked about certain composers who felt that diversity in music was a shameful thing. And we've also have seen conductors who thought that musicians, trumpet players, flute players, oboes, strings, you know, all of those people, they voted for this. And this is actually what they wanted. So it's coming faster than you think it is. And so it begs the question of, okay, so what's next? I mean, I hate to say this, but you know, the next thing is going to be all the efforts that was for any other POC, and then women. It's a natural snowball effect that's really going to start happening. It's not even going to start. It has started. And some of those people that voted for this regime did not lead with an empathetic heart. They led with, oh, that'll never affect me. Well, we'll see that. We'll see how that works for you.
It just the thing that always shocks me the most is how it feels like on this side, that which I would say is the side more progressive of seeing like this is not what we want to see happening. What is currently happening is not what we want to see. We want to see the programs that were implemented and put in place were put into place to address accessibility and equity issues. And the platform that the current administration is taking is one of where they feel like DEI efforts are discriminating against communities that have never been historically marginalized. And they're in a way turning it to be like we are now being marginalized by these efforts, which is would only be the case and would only be a anywhere of a logical conversation to have if it were where like black people minorities were taking over 50% of the positions that are like within the whatever field in the arts. And we know for a fact that that is not true, right? So that they're already coming from a mindset that is not based on reality, right? And it is so easy to see where this continues and like how this, because after they take DEI, what do you think is next? It's going to continue going. It's going to just keep swirling until it's only them left. So it, and I think that is what is always the most shocking to me when people are like, oh, I'm glad that they're taking a DEI away because now I get to go. They're going to come for you too. They're going to find something that you d that differs between you and them, and then you will also be one of us. Consider in their eyes, you're going to be con we're never going to consider you one of us. Let's make that clear. You will never be brethren. You will never be kin, but they're going to see you just the same way they see us, and you're going to get no empathy from me. Because we already told you that this is going to happen.
I love how many people have voted for Orange Crush, and it's not even been 100 days. Let me just also put that out there. Like, I just count it. That's why I was quiet and very, like, because I was counting and had to focus to count because I can't even count to four some days. So it hasn't even been 100 days, and there's people regretting their vote. You look like Boo Boo the Fool. You are the true definition of not reading history and it repeating itself. If you voted for him and now you're regretting it, you are the problem.
Also, I think people don't realize how far those DEI efforts actually grasped. Even for your normal Caucasian people, it also helped you in ways too. And the other thing about it, when it comes to like music, if you still look at your major orchestras, major ensembles, all this thing, it still looks like the dominant people that it has always been since the inception.
Yes.
Like,
Yeah.
that's what's funny to me. Literally, it still looks the same. The people that are programmed still looks the same. It may be one piece might be something else, but for majority of it, in all majority concerts and the people that are performing this music, still looks the same as they did 20 years ago, as they did 30 years ago, 40 years ago. There's been a little bit more of people trickled in, but everyone is, and music is making it seem like, oh my gosh, the blacks are taking over. Girl, name a time.
Every time we talk about this, yeah, I still remember this one person at Midwest. I don't even know who this boy is. He wasn't even talking to me. I was eavesdropping. Y'all know I love to listen to people's conversations. And he said, you know, I'm so scared going in the workforce because like all this DEI stuff, I feel like as a white person, I'm not going to get a job.
You are a white person and you're not getting a job is because you're bad. You're worse than your white people. Don't ever compare yourself to us. Don't ever compare yourself to us. You are bad at your job. You are bad in your career field. Consider switching. Do not ever compare your failure to do whatever you're supposed to be doing in your field to find success to what we, me, Anthony, what we gotta go through in order to get there. Don't do that. I'm sick of it.
It was quite hilarious to hear that. I was like, oh, this was this past Midwest, y'all, by the way. This wasn't like 4 Midwests ago. This was literally in December. And it was like the second night. It wasn't even the wild night. It was like regular night. And these people out here just saying it. And Kitty O'Shea's, by the way, Kitty O'Shea is so bad.
Ooh. I don't know. Kitty O'Shea's, if you want to sponsor us, we love you, actually. Take that back.
We're a sponsor ad.
We're open to all sponsors and every sponsor. We're an equal opportunity podcast.
There we go. Amen.
Unless you support the wrong people, then we are
I
not.
thought you said equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity to my liking. How about that?
Love.
Okay. But with this whole coming out of San Francisco, there was one part in this article where I chuckled. Because this here had, whoever wrote this and whoever said this had to be the dumbest and stupid person I've ever heard. And I will go on record and say that. Let me get it to it. Where is this? Oh, no. Where did it go, y'all?
Was it the comment on
Here
DEI
it is.
being discriminatory?
Here it is. Okay. DEI programs, educational institutions have toxically indoctrinated students with the false premise that the United States is built upon systemic and structural racism. The memo, which was signed by the acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, Craig Treanor, asserts that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs illegally discriminate against white students.
That was a chuckle moment.
Illegally dis and here's the thing that's not funny about it is they absolutely believe that's true. They feel like DEI programs that say you have to be like a person of color or you have to be someone from a marginalized group, which they usually specify what that is for each program has their own specifications. And when they don't see themselves as being able to benefit from said program, they're like, oh, you're taking this away because I'm white. It's not an individual thing. And I think that is the thing that really, really pisses me off about this whole conversation, because we talked about this with the composer who was like, oh, this is happening to me, this is happening to me. And he was speaking about his situation specifically as if it was like everything going on beside except for a systemic thing. Like it's like, here's the one person not getting a job based off certain things is one thing. Systemically, when you look at it and it's like, oh, I as a white man am going to have a hard time getting a job because everyone's trying to hire for DEI reasons. What DEI actually is equity, and I'm going to keep defining this every single episode because y'all don't know yet, and it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to keep saying it. It is not the idea of like, oh, we're gonna go in there and hire black women. We're gonna go in there and hire a person of color who's non-binary. We're gonna go in there and hire a woman. It is not specifically that. It is, let's make sure the hiring pool, the people who we're even pulling from, is people from diverse backgrounds who can bring in different perspectives. Because different perspectives can mean different things depending on context. Everything is contextual. Everything is contextual. You need diversity on your boards. That does include white people. You need white people. You want diversity on your staff? That includes white people. So there you go. There's your entrance in there. You are included in diversity. The issue is that it has not been seen that way. And we have had to restate that what diversity is, what equity is, what inclusion is. And now it's this thing that is being under attack to the point that even the National Endowment of the Arts themselves is saying grants can no longer have anything DEI related in it. They will not qualify for funding, all this, et cetera, things. There's going to be so many situations. There already have been situations and will continue to be situations where individual people are affected negatively based off of the system that's going on. Both people who are people of color and non-people of color, non-minorities, et cetera, whatever that happens. There can be exclusionary practices where they're like, we're not going to hire any white people. And hey, that has happened to other people of color and like people from other marginalized backgrounds for years, which is what DEI addresses. Is that we don't have that to be a thing. I know most of the people who y'all are listening to this, y'all already get this. Y'all already get this. But there are still, to this day, as we can see, people who don't actually understand why all the efforts and policies were put into place for affirmative action, as well as other like early DEI efforts and accessibility efforts that are still happening to this day, they see it only as something being taken away from them. And therefore, everything they're going to do is to give it back to themselves. So instead of being going from, oh, we're, because it went from possibly 95% of people in an institution were white to then 80, and now they're saying, oh, that's too much. Then it's going to go back,
I
bump
didn't
up to
even know
90.
that far. I think it went from 95 to 94, maybe
Right.
93. Like it was so minuscule over, because you also have to think about these efforts started happening around 2016. Like the true DEI was around 2016. That's less than 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yep.
For real change, for real systemic change happens over a long period, many years, many decades for a change to actually happen. And so that drop in literally one digit scares some people so much that they have to completely revert it, plus go all the way to the other side of the spectrum.
Oh yeah.
To me, as you were describing it, Lauren, it is very childlike. It's like
Very
when a child,
child.
when you take something away from a child, they will do a full tantrum and
Yes.
literally go out their way to make sure that A, I'm gonna get my toy back. I'm gonna show you that I got this toy back. And then I'm not even gonna play with this toy, but I just want you to know that I have it. Childish. And for the people that is listening, I know you rocking with us because we rocking with you.
Right.
But the thing is, I hope what you do is listen to something from this podcast to build your armor for when you're having these conversations with those people who are on the other side, so that you
Literally.
can get these different perspectives. Because if one of us starts to change one other person's mind and help them see it from a different angle, it will multiply exponentially.
Yeah.
So having our opinions here, you can then formulate in your own way to say, well, actually, let's talk about that. Here is really what we are saying from this side that I don't think you're hearing. Because as I have said multiple times, it will take people that do not look like me and Lauren to really make some change happen. Because we could sit here as we do and talk about this and try to explain this to our last breath. But those people that really need the changing, it is not going to listen to us. So that's why, but we're still going to speak, because what you can do is say, you know, I have been listening to different perspectives, and this is really what they are saying, and this is how these things go. So maybe listen to me. And if you make that decision to make that change, then we really can start to swing the pendulum back to where it needs to be. So I hope you found something that to really hang on this and all of our episodes, because I'm sure I know I find some things, so I hope you find some too.
There you go.
So we hope that you enjoy, continue to do the fight, and let's make this world a better place. So until next
Thank you.
time, we'll see you then.
Bye-bye.